Your Daily Devo for July 7th, 2026, titled Godliness Expressed Through Contentment. Written by Luigi Peñaranda. Read by Marie Drasik. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. I had a close encounter with the Kogi people, descendants of the indigenous Tariona in Sierra Nevada de Santa Maria, Colombia. They have their own language and live in a coastal mountain range in the northern part of the country. When I first saw them, I was impressed by their simplicity. They make their own clothes, collect their own food, and live as a self-sufficient community. Some would call them primitive, unsophisticated, or uncivilized. They, however, are content with how they live. There is something to be said about living a life of simplicity and contentment. As Paul eloquently put it, we do not bring anything into the world, and we can take nothing out of it either. He called Timothy to be content and to resist the desire to be rich. What is the point of giving our lives away to have things that are not life-giving? Living life to accumulate wealth and objects of consumption is a trap. Contentment is an act of subversion against the spirit of this age. It is a demonstration of resistance against the powers of consumption. The Kogi people are content with who they are, and the only thing they resist is dispossession of their land by those who want to profit from it. We are not the exception. We too are called to be content. Today's action step: seek contentment by giving away something you don't need.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.